Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Question and answer time. You got a question? I think we can come up with an answer for you. If you want to submit that question via email, you can do that at gardentalkradio@gmail.com. At gardentalkradio@gmail.com, or you can give us a call on the Proclamation Hotline brought to you by Proclamation Goods. That number is 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-7469.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation cookware duo set is a 12-inch skillet and a stock pot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stock pot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with the versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supplies limited, so order yours now at proclamationgoods.com.
All right. We had a phone call come in this week. Marilyn listening to us on KHNC 1360 AM out of Colorado, 1360, the Roar of the Rockies. And she had this to say.
Hi. I just want to call and say thank you for your program. I really believe if we had more gardening talk AM radio, everybody would be happier. No nasty stuff comes out of your mouth. So thank you very, very much. And I'll call back with a question sometime. I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, Marilyn, we really appreciate you calling in.
And listening.
And listening as well. And we enjoy bringing you, everybody, our Garden Talk program every week.
Yeah, we've got too much information to talk to you about gardening that we don't have time for the other junk going on in the world, and it's an escape for all of us to a certain degree.
Definitely.
All right, we got a number of questions come in here. GardenTalkRadio@gmail.com. Do you have any tips for me on my germination? I have planted 500 seeds so far, and nothing has come up, and it's been almost 3 weeks.
Was this the carrot germination?
No, this was just
germination.
Just germination. Okay. So that tells me a couple of things, Holly.
That, well, one is that your seeds could be bad.
That's right. And the other could be that it is awful cold where you are trying to germinate those seeds. If it's too cold, the seeds aren't going to germinate. And there are seeds in which can take a long time. There was no specific variety here. I'm trying to grow this just in general. And seeds may be bad. You may not be hydrating them properly, and it may be too cold. So there's your three strikes. So at this point, based on what you're growing, you may have to just replant. And we have done that a couple of times already this year. We've replanted a couple of peppers. We've replanted a couple of tomatoes. So it's not unheard of. So just keep that in mind. Next question, Holly. Can you help me out with your thoughts on the effectiveness of the Florida weave when planting with tomatoes versus using cages?
So we are big fans of the Florida weave.
What is the Florida weave?
The Florida weave is where you take twine or what do we use?
Agricultural twine.
Agricultural twine. And you build yourself a little cage system for the tomatoes. But you're not building cages. What you're doing is you're taking two fence posts on each end of your row, what have you, for your tomatoes. And then every foot and a half, you're putting the strings, and you put two strings so that the tomatoes can grow through it. And then you do that every foot and a half up the side of the fence post or up the
– like a boxing
across,
ring.
Yeah, like a boxing ring. Thank you. Across the fence post. And so this way it keeps the tomatoes off the ground like a tomato cage does or a staking system. But it uses it. You can kind of put more tomatoes in that way.
Right.
But then also you don't have to worry about using cages.
Right. And you're looking at, like you said, a cage. You can only get so many cages in a bed because they're bouncing. They're hitting each other. And the way we have done it, if you go to our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, and type in Florida weave in the search box in the upper right corner, you're going to come up with a bunch of videos. And it's going to show you from start to finish how we do it. The benefit, like, we have a raised bed that's 4 foot wide by 16 foot long. We put 30 tomatoes in that bed. Now, that is a lot. Now, we've done a 10-foot by 3-foot or 30-square-foot bed, and we've put 18 tomatoes in that bed. So you can pack a lot in, even tighter than what you think you may need, because you – I mean, if you single-stem them until they get up to the strings. The strings are – you weave the plant through the string, and the strings actually cage. The plant lays or hangs on the string and allows it to grow vertical. And the key to any tomato growing, whether you're growing in cages or growing on Florida weave or whatever, you got to get the tomatoes off the ground. You lose 50% of your harvest. We've done it, tried it. It does. It's true. You lose 50% of your harvest if you don't cage your tomatoes. They lay on the ground. They rot as they ripe, and insects and bugs get in there, and it ruins them. And it's very disappointing when you go through and you start harvesting and everything's rotten because it's on the ground. Whether it's, you know, you've forgotten, you've neglected the tomatoes, or you purposely did it to see what would happen, don't do it. We've done it. It doesn't work. Get them caged up and they'll be fine. So Florida weave, definitely something if you don't want to have the expense of cages. Florida weave is what we would recommend. We use the agricultural twine. That's the orange twine. That's what the big farmer. That's what the farmer's big ag uses to wrap the big round bales. We got it on our feed store. Was it 20,000 feet for like $29? Now this was over a decade ago, and we've not even gone through half of it at this point. So that's like 6.5 miles. You're never going to use all of it. It is non-biodegradable, so it's not going to rot. So if you're concerned with that, they do have natural fibered. Agricultural twine that would be used for the square bales, that's going to rot. We would advise using something that's not going to rot so you can get that strength and that tensile strength is what you need.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.